Good, the Bad, the Ugly here. Bad story out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. There's a place there called Chubby Chicks.
What?
That's right.
Chubby Chicks?
Chubby Chicks.
What kind of place?
When I read about it, it's a restaurant in Center City, Philadelphia. And they have karaoke, and they serve breakfast and brunch. They're open from 8 until 3, and then they'll have a karaoke night on Saturday nights.
Is there a message behind the name, Chubby Chicks?
Well, that's what I thought at first. What is it about? The woman who owns it is overweight, and her assistants and sisters who own it are also overweight. So they call it Chubby Chicks.
Because okay. They are indeed.
Yes. They are Chubby Chicks. Chubby but chick. I read about it, and I read that they were getting all sorts of pushback from the people in the neighborhood because it's a new restaurant. It's only been open for a few months. And I thought it's because of the name. You know, sometimes you see things named, and it's like,
sure.
You know, people have a problem with it. Apparently, it's not. It's in an upscale neighborhood, and people just don't like the fact that it draws in what they say is a certain crowd that they don't want around the neighborhood.
Chunky people?
That's right. The local chunky are coming to Chubby Chicks.
And, not in my town.
All the neighbors are very upset.
Not in my regentrified neighborhood.
I hate to say this, but people have gone so far as to push open the door and flood the place with a garden hose.
Oh, no.
Oh, awful. They've left three different occasions rats on the front door, dead rats on the front door. And the owner of Chubby Chicks says, why would you do this?
We do karaoke on the weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays. So it's so much fun. It's inclusive. You come here and you be yourself. And that's what everything is about here.
That's Shakira Turner. She is
self-proclaimed Chubby Chick.
Chubby Chick. She is the Chubby Chick. And then she said, not only do people do this anonymously where they'll leave a rat at the door and so forth, but she's had individual encounters.
I even had someone tell me to my face that, how did I get here? Did I use my drug dealer baby daddy's money? So it's hurtful.
Of course it's hurtful.
People, be better. Mm-hmm.
What'd you do? Use your baby daddy drug dealer money to mm-hmm. put your place here?
How did you end up in this block?
How terrible is that? Our nation's chunky deserve better. They deserve a Chubby Chicks. Mm-hmm. They are getting it in Philadelphia, but they're about to be run out of business. And she says, I put my whole life savings into this. This was my dream to open a
That happens
chicken.
A lot in the restaurant biz.
That's terrible. That is terrible. I just read today, people think it's easy to open a business. It is not, especially a food yeah. business, a restaurant. It's almost impossible. We had a restaurant go out of business. Kristen just told me yesterday, what, 5 or 6 years ago, the Your House.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a sign up that says, thanks for 55 years of great service. That was during COVID when they closed.
Right.
Now it's going to be a Wingstop. Just heard it yesterday.
Oh,
don't tell the diesel.
Yeah, that's off his list.
You don't like a Wingstop.
What's the line? Pay paradise and put up a parking lot.
That's right. He don't like a Wingstop. You know what? Made him download the app.
App only orders.
App only mm-hmm. order. Exactly. It's bad news. I just heard of a hotel. We were talking about getting a hotel for tonight because of possible snow. And we were told, now, if you go to this particular hotel, you have to email them all your information. You can't just hand it to them. Like your license. You have to get a copy and email it to them. Even if you're standing in front of them.
They've gone that paperless?
The last time he stayed there, he said he was standing there and said, here's my license and can't take it. Email it to us or fax it.
Take a photo of it, then send it.
But that's what he did.
This is me.
That's what he did. He took a photo
this
of the
license,
sent it. Oh, they were 3 feet apart. He couldn't just hand it to them, apparently. More from the Chubby Chicks owner.
Someone's left a rat 3 times in front of our building. So after us getting them up, throwing them away, thinking that maybe it was a fluke, it was every single day.
It was not a fluke.
Not a fluke.
Nope. Dead rats were right there in the stoop. That was not a fluke. She thought they were just dying right there at the door. No. Unbelievable.
Do you think Chubby Chicks will make it to the end of this year?
Not under that kind of attack. I don't.
Yeah.
But
unless people rally around
them. I'm glad you said that because we have a content creator. And the content creator has said, come on, y'all, stand down. Her name is Dr. Alpha. And she says.
That's probably not her real name. That's got to be a TikTok.
Is she a chubby chick?
She's a chubby chick, but I don't think it's not just because she's a chubby chick. She just says, let's be supportive of local businesses.
It's disappointing in the time that we live in. So I just really wanted to be able to hold her close and show her that the community is here to support her.
And that's what she's doing now.
Okay.
As a content creator, Dr. Alpha thinks that maybe they can show support and yes, because it's starting to get out now in the media.
Sometimes that's how these stories go.
Yeah, I hope so, because that's really wrong. I mean, to flood the place, you know, just because they don't want it there. And to, supposed to say those two.
Did you go
things.
There for a hoagie?
I don't know what they serve. I'm off bread, so I don't know that I would, but I might get a protein bowl if she offers it, you know.
At Chubby Chicks.
Here, yeah. You have any protein bowls? You wouldn't.
I don't see any acai on your menu.
I just had a protein bowl right down here. Like 2 weeks ago. Remember that?
That is such a rich person thing to say, too. Did you get this from your, you know, drug dealing baby daddy, mommy? I mean, that is a rich person thing to say. How'd you get money for this? Was it your drug dealing baby daddy? That's somebody who's been rich so long, they don't even mean it as an insult, by the way. They are actually inquiring, thinking that's true.
I really want to know, was it your drug dealing baby daddy? That, I mean, if they're probably upset. Why are you offended by that? I'm just asking the question.
That's somebody who has been that rich for that long that they don't mean. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I don't ever feel bad for the rich. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, certain rich people should embrace their rich lifestyles, our friend BB Shea says.
I hear you. And I know you're casting that on
yeah, but sometimes I feel bad for the rich who've been rich so long, they don't even realize when they're coming off as insensitive, rich, rude.
I see. Like, let them eat eggs?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Like, eggs are still a great value.
Recently, I said.
Your Marie Antoinette moment.
I'm only paying $10 for a dozen. That's a 3-egg omelet for like $2. Yeah. That's not that bad. It's not that bad. I'm sorry.
You do it sometimes, Chris Kelly. Uh-huh. And, I forgive you for it.
Thank you.
Because you never mean it from a bad place.
Never would.
You just assume.
Of course not.
Yeah.
But if someone said to me, this gallon of milk is $20, I'd say, that seems fair.
Yeah.
I love buttermilk.
Yeah.
I do love buttermilk.
I mean, you're just tone deaf.
I do love buttermilk. Of course. Yeah, that egg moment is hung around my neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I only get pasture-raised eggs. Yes. I will not compromise on
that. That's one of those times. You don't mean to, but...
I refuse to compromise on that.
Where do your eggs come from? Mine come from a pasture.
Okay, now, here's the ugly story. I never thought I would say this, but it's time to pick a side in the Marlon Wayans versus Soulja Boy feud.
What?
I'm familiar with...
Not knowing any details, I lean Wayans just because of color and the Wayans Brothers movies and the Wayans family's entertainment.
Soulja Boy has this song. Soulja Boy, I've been it. Oh,
why me crack it, why me roll? This was a giant song.
I know that. And I know Marlon Wayans from those things, Chris Tim. They started quarreling a few weeks ago because, I want to make sure I get this right, Soulja Boy performed at President Trump's Crypto Bowl during the inauguration. Marlon Wayans was critical of Soulja Boy for doing that. So they've been going back and forth for weeks, and things came to a head when Soulja Boy...
Like in social media?
In social media... directed some comments toward Wayans and his transgender son, Kai, which were unkind, according to Entertainment Weekly. The posts on Twitter have now been taken down. But apparently he made some disparaging remarks toward the transgender son.
Okay.
So Wayans said, I will not take this anymore. He has turned to AI and generated a country music diss track to taunt Soulja Boy.
Okay.
And he says, I don't take kindly to anyone defaming my mama, my child, or my community, and you've done all three. So without stooping to degrading levels, I'm going to slap you with these jokes. Keep my name out your rotten mouth.
Has anyone heard the country diss track?
I couldn't find the country diss track. That's okay. What I really want to hear, you know, is the country diss track.
Does it sound like Wayans singing, or is it just an AI country generic voice?
AI generated with lyrics that are pointed towards Soulja Boy.
Yeah. Now, Soulja Boy hasn't had, he has basically had that one hit.
Yeah.
And then he spent a lot of his time actually doing exactly what this is, beefing with other people online. That's kind of what he's known for now.
Well, you'd know this.
Yeah.
Better than me.
He'll try to, I think he's even done like a celebrity boxing match or two.
Yeah.
Like he, this is what he does now.
Well,
I'm a little surprised to see one of the Wayans get this down and dirty into it, though.
Well, he came after his son.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you come after somebody's son or daughter. That's when
it makes, I wouldn't have even started it with expecting Soldier Boy to not play the, like, I think Soldier Boy at this point in his career, if you're plays offering anything. Cash,
we'll play it.
He'll be there.
Well, you know, Carrie Underwood got a lot of backlash for being at the president's inauguration. A lot of people, I guess, did. This has reached a head. I'll leave it to the masses to choose in the Soldier Boy.
I think we need to hear the song.
I do too. I'd like to hear that song.